podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
How do you decide whether or not to give mates rates to somebody, or maybe you don't give mates rates at all? Would you ever ask? I'd love to hear from you on 6797981. Is it awkward when friends ask you to do a favour, to do a bit of carpentry or a bit of plumbing or a bit of DJing, and they're looking for it for cheaper? Basically, they don't want to pay the full whack. Do you feel awkward asking for a fair wage for your... Would you ever say to a friend, well, actually, no, it's full whack. I'd be charging you the full whack. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can text or WhatsApp. 0877 98 98 98. How do you deal with mates rates? Darren, you've a theory when it comes to mates rates, which is...
I think the best way to support anyone is to pay them the full whack. Whatever they charge, you pay.
Regardless of how close a friend they are, or even a family member, if they're providing a service, the best way to support them is to pay them the full whack.
Pay them the full whack, tell them how great they're doing it, and show them off to everyone else and show them what kind of a good job that they're doing.
Hmm. Yeah. But, OK, where do you draw the line? For example, I'll give you an example. My dad is a mechanic, and for years he used to service my car, right?
Right.
And all he would ever charge me for was the parts. He'd never charge me for the labour, and I never paid him either. So should I have?
Well, I think when you look at it like that, a lot of us have family members over the years who would have done very similar things. They would have not charged labour and only charged for the parts, and get on and do it, and that'll be it.
Yeah.
And that's fine. But I think it probably boils down to the person that maybe you think that, yeah, I would do it, whereas someone else mightn't do it. They think of it as family members, their dad or their mum, and it's fine, I won't pay them. But
yeah, because people would think it's a bit mean of my dad to charge me for a service.
It would, but the thing is, he mightn't want it, but if it was me, just I would pay my dad a full whack, and I'd say, no, you're taking it, and that's it, no questions asked.
Oh, right, and so I was probably wrong not to pay my dad all those years.
Yeah, don't worry, Adrian, you're wrong.
Right, I better put a big lump sum in his Father's Day card then on Sunday.
What I mean is, if you know, like, for example, I have friends there who might be like a nail technician, and they'd have lots of their girlfriends asking, would you do my nails before I go out and all? And they'd be like, yeah, no problem, because it'd be lovely, and they'd do it. And then they don't get charged, and they go out, and then they ask next week and the week after. And before they know it, they have a whole client base of so-called friends who don't pay, and then they're out of pocket.
Yeah, but how do you survive? And I'd say, for example, and I'd love to hear from somebody in this business, like hairdressers or nail technicians or whatever, who... have to put up with this, who have to... Yeah, I wonder, how do you charge your best friend for doing her nails?
I think, though, probably at the start, it's important to be a start straight away. Like, well, I need to reinvest money back into the business, and say that you're only really kind of cutting the edge over every week, and you need the money to stay up and all, and you keep going.
So you're better off being... You reckon you're better off being honest if
Absolutely.
You find yourself in a situation that you're doing loads of nails for loads of friends, you need to put the foot down and say, look, I have to charge you something for this.
And like you could say, like, you know, you don't do rates, mates, because you want to charge everyone the same. Because you'll get people who know you for 10 years or whatever, and they'll say, oh, well, sure, they're not really my friend, but sure, look, they're giving to Johnny there for free or whatever. Sure, he'll do it for me too. He knows me all my life. You mightn't even talk to him at all. So you're going to be out of pocket straight away. Whereas if you don't do it for anyone at all, and you know, you're not mean about it, you'd say, well, I actually need it, like, and, you know, they know you, and you want to do a good job for them, you won't have that problem, because everyone will know, well, he doesn't actually do it, but he does a good job.
All right, thanks for your call, Darren. 6797981 is our telephone number. I would like to hear from you how you deal with mates rates. Whether would you ever ask for mates rates off a friend, or do you give them, or are you somebody who just says, no, everybody pays the same, and Adrian, you should give your dad all the money for all the years that he serviced your car? Here's a question from Daryl. Oh, hang on, if I could press the right button, then you might actually hear the question from Daryl.
Good morning, Adrian. It doesn't happen to me, and I don't know if anybody for anything either, but I was just wondering with you being on the radio there every day and all, have you mates that constantly look for like concert tickets off you or this or that or the other? Thanks.
I'm laughing because yes is the answer to that question. I have some people who shall remain nameless that only ever contact me or phone me if they're looking for tickets for something. And can I just say publicly, gone are the days that us in radio get tickets for everything. Honestly, ever since the recession, actually, the amount of freebies that we get in a radio station has dried up completely. We used to get loads of stuff, but those days are gone, I'm afraid. So to any one of my friends who might be listening right now, you're wasting your time texting me or ringing me or whatever, thinking I can pull tickets out of my back pocket. I can't. And then some people get really upset. Oh, yeah, well, he probably has the tickets. He just won't give them to me. So don't ask, and then I won't have to say no. That's a simple thing. Because we don't get them anymore. Very rarely. Now, a message from Maggie. My husband is a mechanic, and it's very annoying. Constant freebies and after-hours phone calls from friends, family, and people who only ever call when there's something wrong with their car. Rant over. Yeah. I can see why that would be annoying, that you only ever, it's like me with the concert tickets, I only ever hear from a certain amount of people when they're looking for something, like a freebie or concert tickets or whatever. Joe, you're on 98FM. How are you, Joe?
Well, mate, you okay?
Now, Joe, you're a plumber.
Yeah.
And do you do mates rates?
I do a lot of mates rates. I've got lots of mates.
Right, okay.
But now, in all fairness, though, it's a lot of swings and roundabouts. So if I give one of my electrician, say,
yeah,
if I give him a discount rate, obviously he's going to give me a discount rate, but we need them to do a job for me.
Now, how do you decide is it that you just don't charge for labour, or how does it work? Or will you do the whole job for free?
No, like, you charge for the parts, or you ask your mates to get the parts for themselves, and then you just get a drink off them then.
Okay. Right.
Say if a job is costing €100.
Yeah.
I'll probably charge them like 50, 60 euro. I mean, so that's like 40% off or 50% off. And on the next time, they'll do me a job.
Right, okay. So generally speaking, as a plumber, you just wouldn't charge for labour, but you would charge for the parts.
Yeah.
Which is fair enough. You can't be out of pocket for doing the job either.
Exactly, yeah. It's not a charity either. Like, for me, I've got kids to feed.
And do you find yourself doing lots of mates' rates jobs?
There's quite a few. Like, another thing you get, like, is when you go to somebody's house and it's like, you put a price in to do a job. Say, like, you're fitting a shower, but, like, there's a little leak on the tap.
Right.
And rather than charge like an extra 40 euros to fix the tap, you're like, I wouldn't charge them at all, you know what I mean?
Mm.
But then they'll go around and tell all the mates that there's a good plumber there and stuff like that. So
right, okay, yeah, so it does pay off. Yeah. But from your point of view then, what goes around comes around. You might do mates rates for a mate, but you'll get it back in return.
Yeah.
Brilliant. All right, fair play, Joe. Thanks very much indeed. I just got this WhatsApp message from Anonymous, and it says, I once was asked to make a very specific cake for a friend's child's birthday. I do cakes as a hobby, but not for free. But they're not free. This cake was quite hard, as the recipient had several severe food allergies: milk and dairy and wheat and gluten and nuts. I made several testing cakes to ensure it was tasty, and had to play with ingredients to find something suitable as icing and creamery-free filling. Well, I succeeded. The cake was fabulous and tasted amazing. It was for 50 people, and I got a thank you for it. Told her several times that the cake would cost a minimum of €100 from his shop, and she kept saying how great I was for doing it as a present. And the point being that she wanted a little gesture, a little token of appreciation, not just for nothing. Paddy sent me this WhatsApp voice note, and he does Nixers all the time for friends.
Hi, Adrian. I do Nixers for my mates and my mates' parents and parents' friends, and I charge them nearly next to nothing. The only thing is I tell them to get their own gear. They get the gear, I'll do the work, and then That's it.
Okay, and that's exactly what our last caller was saying. Suzanne said, my partner is a plumber. Not only do people think he works for nothing as a favour, they think he's available 24/7. Yeah, you see, that's the gas thing, because we, you know, you might have a mate that does certain jobs, and you think, oh, this, yeah, I don't know, a leaking tap or a burst pipe, and, oh yeah, I have a mate who's a plumber, I'll ring him right now at 9 o'clock at night. Well, actually, he's finished work. Ian is in Blanche. Ian, you're a driving instructor.
How you getting on, Adrian?
Tell me your story. You're a driving instructor, but your ex used to get annoyed at you.
Yeah, next year, years ago, she's married now. She was actually a nail technician, but I was teaching her to drive a little bit just before we kind of... I just started my business then back in 06, but I gave her a few lessons, and I said to her, like, I didn't really say to her on the day or maybe a few days later, just say, you know, it's basically my fuel.
Right.
And, I asked her maybe, I asked her for a fiver, and she got a bit ticked to say, this is a bit weird. Like, I gave her, let's say, three lessons, whoever it is, teach her how to steer. I remember we're a son one day, long time ago now, but she said that she's a nail technician, she wouldn't charge her friends to do her nails or whatever. So, like, it's a weird one, you know, when you're dealing with family.
Hmm.
But you mentioned they were the plumber. Like, as a driving instructor, a lot of people want us 24 hours a day. They're off the weekend, and they want to start 7, 8 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday morning, I believe. I get asked that a lot. I'm like going...
Really?
No way in hell I'm starting that early.
No,
on
I don't blame you. But hang on, let me just go back to the... So you were giving her lessons...
She lived in Southside, I lived in North. We didn't live together.
Right.
So, you know, just driving around a little bit around the industrial estate, around Cherry Orchard it was, around Crumlin or whatever. I just like going, you know, just a fiver for the fuel. Like, I didn't think I was asking too much, you know. I only started, so. Yeah, she just said, like, you know, you can't charge me, we're going out. You know, well, like, friends
I
raised
mean,
up.
I have to say,
service different.
Ian, I do find it a little bit mean of you. Be charging your girlfriend at the time, no?
Yeah, I suppose you're right. But
I mean, it's like I just
don't know how long it's gonna go on. But yeah, I just thought ringing up to say that it can cause a little bit of a stupid little argument or rift. Yeah,
well,
I do agree with you now. Thinking looking back,
but, yeah. I mean, it'd be like, you know, my missus rings me and asks me to collect her from town, and I go in and I collect her and basically provide a taxi service to bring her home.
Ah, that's different. That's different. Yeah, like that's.
I certainly wouldn't ask her for my petrol money.
But yeah, it's different if it's a kind of job that you're going to pursue, like as a kind of a career. But at the end of the day, like I see your point. I feel a bit mean now, but you know that was back like 13 years ago. But you know, it's just like you're just trying to do something for somebody, but at the same time, yeah, friends rates, people do expect a lot more, and they think, yeah, you'll do it for nothing, or you are around 24 hours.
So now how do you deal with it?
Well, I haven't really come across it, to be honest. Everybody has a full license, whoever, but at the same time, it would be, we'd have to just sit down and just say, obviously, it would be a lowered rate, of course.
Right, so you wouldn't charge full
we'd have to agree, it wouldn't be, you know, of course you're going to do it for your close friends and family or wherever, but you wouldn't be doing it for extended family or their friends and their family or
whatever. Or somebody you met in the pub last night or anything. Yeah, okay. My dad of 94 years always told me that you will never be out of work as long as you're doing it for free. And that's true. It's a true expression. So you have to have a line that draw. Sharon, you sent me in a message a couple of minutes ago about your small shop. Tell me about your small shop.
Hi. So I have it's a repair business, okay?
Right.
I'm a small retail business. And every single day, you get people coming in and asking for discounts, or can you do it cheaper, or that's too dear. And like, what they fail to realise is you've got rent, rates, wages.
And are these people who would know you, Sharon, or just randomers?
Oh, they'd know me from coming in, and then you'd get your new customers, but it's constant. And I at this stage, like, I'm actually a bit kind of, I get a bit smart. I say, well, I tell you what, go into Dunn Stores, and when you get your shop, and ask for a discount and see what they tell you.
you know where they'll tell you to go.
I know, but you get so pissed off. Like, you're trying to make a living, and you're paying tax, rates, rent,
okay, everything. Why don't you put up a big sign in the shop? saying please don't ask for discount as refusal might offend or whatever it is they say.
Yeah, that's actually a good idea.
Yeah. So then, yeah. The reason I say this is I actually saw it in the shop once. And it was, again, it was a local shop. And you walked in the door and you couldn't miss this sign. Please don't ask for a discount as refusal often offends. So you're basically saying, don't bother asking me because I'm not going to give you one.
And if someone asks, just tap the sign.
What's the name of your company?
I don't want to say because I do know all the locals and I don't want to be sounding like I'm giving out hell about anybody. So.
Okay, you're turning down free advertising.
I know, but I don't want to be sound like I'm giving out hell because they're committing to give out to me.
All right, Sharon, have a great weekend. Thanks very much indeed.
You too, Aiden.
And finally, Liz.
Me, yes.
Hi, yes, Liz, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Now, mates rates, you have two stories for me.
Yeah, one of them where I completely misread a certain situation and another one that kind of almost lost me a friend. Now, luckily it didn't, but... my first one is a really quick story where I was out on a night out and there was a musician who was up playing and we had chatted after his gig and he said he can also play piano. So I was like, oh, that's brilliant. I've got a piano. I'd love to play or I'd love to learn. And he was like, cool, I'll come over to your place sometime and we can learn, like I can teach you. So I was like, okay, that's brilliant. Until he turned up that day, maybe less than a week later to my house and was like, okay, so normally I charge 60 euro, but say for you, I'll charge you 40. And I just nearly was like, right, what is this? Is this a class? Is this a date? Is this...
Right.
So needless to say, we didn't really end up playing piano at all because I was just a bit like, I didn't actually have cash on me and I felt really awkward being like, let me go to the... there's no ATM near me. So it was really sort of... I don't even know, I don't really see him anymore, so I don't know if this is a first date or was a first date or wasn't, but I suppose different people's headspaces on it. I think he was much more of a businessy person than, I guess he was always on, do you know that way, his head to make money was always on or whatever. And then another friend of mine, luckily she's one of my closest friends now, but she was doing some courses in massage therapy. And she needed models. She needed models to practice on, and she also needed them for her exams.
Right.
So I thought, this is a win-win. You get to do your exams, and I get a free massage. So this was going on for a couple of months, obviously, during a course. And then when there were things coming up, little gigs or, parties or events that I might have been able to get a ticket to, or, that was a plus one. Mm. I'd invite her as my way of saying thank you, in the way of, I don't have a trade, so I couldn't start doing her nails or... painting her walls, I couldn't do anything physical back. But it was a couple of couple of months had passed of doing that, and then she'd still be kind of qualified and happy to come over to do a massage, but then there was sort of an atmosphere about it, and it took us a while of kind of almost fighting without realizing, passive aggressiveness, I guess.
In that she wanted to be paid now, is that it?
Yeah, she got her qualification and now she's,
So she had done it for so long for free while she was training. And now that she's qualified, she kind of hinted that you should be paying up.
Yeah. And I think it's really difficult when you kind of feel but if you didn't practice on me, you wouldn't be qualified. So, it was just a hard one to kind of grasp. And then it was a hard one to say, what do you charge in general, and then what do you charge me, or is it the same thing? It was just a hard balance. It was a hard line to find, especially because there were things that, if I won tickets to a concert, she'd be my plus one, immediately, wouldn't even ask. And then if we were out for that kind of thing, I'd be buying her drinks, or I'd be buying a meal or something.
Okay, so you were trying to explain, I do try to make it up to you, but that's...
Financially, you want money, and whereas I thought if we're going for an experiential thing, you're giving me a really nice experience while learning and getting qualification, and I'm trying to give you a really nice social.
Yeah. I can see how that was a bit awkward. All right. Thanks for your call, Liz. Our telephone number is 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. How do you deal with mates rates? That's what we're talking about. The reason we're talking about it is a funny story on Reddit. This bride, a bride-to-be, invited a friend of hers that she hadn't seen in years to her wedding. But she, in return for inviting her to the wedding, she asked her if she'd do her a bridal makeover for free. And your woman basically said no, and the bride-to-be then called her a selfish cow. Or a selfish bitch. So we're asking, how do you deal with mates rates? Call me right now on 67979081. You can text or WhatsApp 0877 989898. You can also send a WhatsApp voice note to that same number, 0877 989898. How do you deal with it? Do you have a set of rules that you don't break in terms of how you deal with mates rates? I'm a dog trainer, says this message, and it's constant. I wouldn't hear from people from one end of the year to the other. And then as soon as they get a dog, they hammer me with questions. I hear from them all day, every day. That has to be really, really frustrating when that happens. And I said the same about concert tickets. Certain people I don't hear from one end of the year to the next. And just out of the blue, message on Facebook, can you get me tickets for Bon Jovi this weekend? No. And if I could get tickets for Bon Jovi this weekend, I'd probably go myself. Maria, you're on 98FM. How are you, Maria?
Hi, I'm good.
Now, Maria, you do jobs for friends, but you never ask for money.
Yeah, I do all sorts of things for friends. And when I meet someone to do something for me, I kind of don't feel guilty of asking.
Okay, so what sort of things would you do?
I can do wallpapers, I can paint walls, I've done all sorts of like smaller, even like repair things, or help my friend to mind their dog, for example, if they're on a holiday, or anything like, like the smaller kind of like the just help things, help me move my house.
So you're an all-round handy woman.
Yeah, you may say that, yeah.
Right, okay. But you would, so say for example, if you were a friend of mine and I needed wallpapering done, you'd just do it, would you?
If I have time, yeah, of course I would, because I found in life is that when you give something, it back. Like, you know, I might not need to get it back from you, but altogether, if you're a friendly, good person, you do favours to people, you find that life just gives you back.
Okay, so...
like your life is easy and happy.
Right,
you know?
So say, for example, if you did wallpapering for me and didn't charge me for it, and then maybe you were having a party and you were looking for a DJ, you might ask me to be the DJ then, would you?
I might, yes.
And you would expect
me
not to charge...
If you charge me, you kind of have to tell me ahead.
Right, but if I were to say no, that would put your nose out of joint then, would it?
No, I wouldn't be offended unless I've done like 10 times favors for you. Like, let's say I do favors all the time. Kind of in a few years' time, I kind of feel that, oh my God, what kind of friend is that? Like,
oh, right,
whenever
okay.
If he wants me to be available, I'm there. But when
yeah,
I
yeah, so
need
you wouldn't be very happy then. You wouldn't be very happy.
No, I wouldn't be happy. But it's the lady there with the massage thing. Like again, I do ask my friend sometimes stuff as well, and I have one friend who makes my eyelashes. She does it for free, and she's a friend, and she's a professional actually. And I would never pay her because I feel it'll insult her. I would never go empty-handed.
But like you you're saying you never pay her because it might insult her. Do you at least offer to pay her?
No, I've never, and she never asked.
Like
I
have somebody that I know that does certain work. Okay, because I don't want to identify him, right? But I will always offer to pay him, even though I know he'll never accept the money. I always offer to pay him.
It depends. If it's a really good friend, I feel this would be offensive. Mm. Offensive if you offer money for your friend or family. Understand?
Fair enough. And Mira, I just got a message from a lady called Maria, and she says, another Maria, by the way. This is for you. Can that lady please be my friend? I need lots of painting done.
Oh, yeah. Like sometimes, like the thing is, not always available because I do a lot of things. But at the same time, like you see, for example, like I didn't get to say that. I hope, I don't know. Like all that is things.
Maria, your line is really, really bad. I'm going to have to cut across you. And let me bring in one last call. Eric is in Knocklyon. Eric, you recently qualified as a mechanic.
Yeah.
Good. I need a car service. How do you deal with mates looking for Nixers, like?
Well, basically, like, as a mechanic, doing a trade, you know yourself, it's the early hours, long days, and sometimes it comes to the weekend, it's just, you just want to, you know, send you out to the pub, have a few drinks and whatnot, but usually every Saturday, without fail, I have a mate's car outside my garden, and my mum's always like, you know these years and stuff like that, so yeah, no, 9 out of 10, I'm not going to turn away a friend that I've known for quite some time, especially in today's day and age where, you know, it's so hard to make a living and all that. But
let me ask you, because, like I said, my dad's a mechanic, and for years he serviced my car. But he always only ever charged me for parts, never charged me for labour or whatever. Is that what you do?
Yeah. No, but basically now, like, if someone comes to the house, like, I'm not stripping the engine. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's always just a small bit. So usually 9 times out of 10, because they're close mates, you're going out and having a few drinks that night. So what happens then is that,
he'd buy you a few pints or whatever.
That's basically what happens. We go down to the local, and before I even have my time to put down my jacket, there's a pint there waiting for me, and it, exact same thing happens for going into the night. Now, look, I'm sure that won't be happening when I'm older, but I'm going to enjoy them also while I can. You work hard, and you get to enjoy a pint or two at the end of the day.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough. All right. Well, fair play. Good to talk to you. And let me squeeze in one WhatsApp voice note from Gary.
Hi, Adrian. I don't believe in mates rates. If you've got a friend that can do a job for you, put the business their way rather than going to someone else that you don't know. And that way you're keeping the business close by, close at home. And whatever they charge you, they charge you. Do you want to give you a discount? They'll give you a discount. If they don't, they'll tell you what they charge. But you're still putting it to a friend or a family member and putting business back to their pockets, you know?
All right, good man. Thank you very much indeed. And thanks for all of your calls. It was an interesting conversation we've never had before. Mates rates. On one final message. I have on many occasions felt awkward to DJ for family, so I don't charge. Friends have asked and I've done the gigs at a drastically reduced rate. It's so awkward, says T from Dublin.
98 FM's Dublin Talks with Des Kelly Interiors. New store now open at Belgard Road, Tallaght. 98 FM.